Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you know all those adverts for hair care products? Usually they're touted as being able to transform your hair, and usually because of some special ingredient that often sounds a bit made up. So what are the basic rules for looking after your Gruig, and what are the myths? Claire Fulham is owner of Truat Trichology Clinic. Good afternoon, Claire.
Good afternoon.
All the stuff. Now, a trichologist, I suppose, you're looking after the scalp rather than the hair.
Yes, well, both. Like, we'd be trained on both, you know, but I couldn't, like, colour or cut your hair, so don't ask me to do that. You don't want that to happen, you know. But so we look after the scalp. So like that, you're saying there's so many ingredients and there's so much out there that's marketed, particularly to women, on how to look after their hair best. I would always start with the scalp. You know, that's where your hair obviously grows from. Like your hair is dead, you know, so that's why it doesn't hurt when you cut it, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
So your hair is a dead cell. So really what you're doing is trying to preserve this piece of leather almost. That's all you're trying to do. So you don't really need very, very expensive products with all of the latest ingredients and technology to look after your hair. You need a little bit of technology and science to look after your scalp, absolutely. Mm. When it comes to your hair, you're just trying to preserve it for as long as possible. The lighter you are, like the blonder you are, especially if you're faking it, because apparently they have more fun, right?
Yeah.
So like, you know, they might have to spend a little bit more money, but not everyone needs to spend hundreds of euro on their hair every month at all.
Yeah. Is dyeing your hair constantly bad for it?
Not now, like not anymore. Blonde is bleach, right? So if you're trying to lift hair to kind of blonde heights, you're instantly breaking the bond of your hair. So yes, that can be like detrimental, especially if you've got fine, fragile hair. But like overall, like I just got my hair colour today, right? An all over copper colour. That's not damaging to the hair really, you know? As long as you're trying to, you know, you go to a professional, you know, or don't. You can do it at home as well if you like. But it's really just important to try and preserve the length and preserve the hydration within the hair.
Yeah. Now, I'd say, well, I don't know. Does Instagram drive you mad? Because every now and again, someone comes in and says, well, Instagram says I should stick my head in the base of a tree. And it's great.
Yeah. Yes. Do you know what's worse than Instagram? TikTok is worse than Instagram, you know, because it's just like, you know, I do this. And, you know, they're normally 20 year olds who are trying to get like, you know, money out of this piece of content. Do you know, kind of way. So it's like, I've never washed my hair before, or I haven't washed my hair since I've been 7, you know, and look how beautiful my hair is. So there's a lot of trickery that goes on for marketing purposes, or for, you know, financial gain. So it does frustrate me as somebody who is science led, you know, and results driven as well. And also, I lost my own hair, so I know the hardships of trying to get it back, you know. So it's really important that you don't use that trickery and you try to be honest to people as much as possible.
Yeah. Now, so things like not washing your hair, bad idea, I assume.
Yeah, like washing your hair, like your scalp is skin. Like if any other part of the body was dirty, you'd wash it, right? Mm. The consequence of washing your hair too often can be that your hair can get a little bit drier, but it's still more important that your scalp is clean than your hair is dry. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Hard water could dry it out. The hair dryer, the straightener could dry it out, you know? So you do have to be careful, but there's like methods in place for that, you know, a heat protect, a filter for the shower, you know, so that you can look after your scalp and look after your hair at the same time. But that's an old wives' tale. I think, like, if you think about 100 years ago, like, we didn't have, like, people weren't washing every day, you know? So it's this new phenomenon to say, I have to wash my scalp and my hair every day. Best practice, you know, for somebody, you know, with maybe straight, fine hair, every second day would be a good idea. Like, it's not, we shouldn't be kind of bragging about the fact that we only wash our hair once a week. You know, there's all sorts grown up on top of your scalp.
And does it make any difference whether the water is hot or cold?
You should have it like kind of just, it shouldn't be hot or cold, you know. I think people, especially with oily scalps, they use a lot of hot water because they think they're like scrubbing, you know, the pot full of bolognese at the end of the day. But it's skin, right? So if you're like in the shower and it's really, really hot, your body thinks you're in Dubai. You're not in Dubai, you're in Dunboyne, right? So you have to lower the temp to the shower, otherwise your body will send loads of oils up there to protect the scalp. So normal temperature, not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to steal that. You're not in Dubai, you're in Dunboyne. That's a slogan for something. I don't know what. Do you need to exfoliate your scalp?
I would love if everyone exfoliated their scalp. So whether you have hair or not, again, your scalp has a huge amount of dead skin cells up there, you know? So it's really important, particularly if you're using product on your hair, like a lot of young people, especially girls, will use a lot of dry shampoo. The water in Ireland is really hard. So you've got that to contend with as well. So if you're spending a lot of money on skincare products, scalp care products, hair care products, and you're not exfoliating your scalp, that's probably one of the worst things that you can do, you know? So if there was a baseline, I'd encourage everybody listening to this to start exfoliating their scalps and spend a little bit less money and time on their hair.
How do you exfoliate your scalp?
The scalp exfoliators, yes.
Okay, that was a spectacularly stupid question on my part. But if you hadn't, like, for me, it would be easy to exfoliate my scalp, I imagine. But like, if you've hair, how does it work?
So it's like it's a chemical exfoliant. So
ah,
it would
right,
be like
okay.
a product. So it's like a gel almost. Mm. It goes up into your scalp. One tip I would give people is to try and stay away from the exfoliators with like beads inside them, like sugary scrubs, because they can cause tears and abrasions on the scalp, you know. So using a chemical exfoliator, so lactic acid, salicylic acid, glycolic acid, and that's like a Pac-Man. It's going around and eat all the stuff off your scalp, you know. So something like that would be really beneficial.
Yeah. The sort of shampoo and conditioner people would use. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you could wander down the street down to BT's and buy a spectacularly expensive one.
Of course.
Are they any better than something you might get in Boots or Lidl?
No, not really, to be honest. Yeah. You're paying for the branding, you're paying for the packaging, you know. What is really important is if you've something wrong with your scalp or your hair, okay? So if you suffer with dandruff, psoriasis, eczema, if you've got really fine hair, you know, if you're having hair loss, you're going to have to go to more of a specialist brand.
Mm.
But when it comes to everyday people who have really gorgeous, lovely hair, they don't need to be spending too much money on their shampoo and conditioner. I would say always shop for the scalp that you have when it comes to shampoos. If you have an oily scalp, shop for an oily scalp shampoo. Dry scalp, dandruff, sort out your scalp first. And let the ends of your hair, you know, be the hair that you want. Shop for the hair that you want. So glossy, shiny, voluptuous, you know.
Mm.
But you don't need to spend a fortune. I'd rather you spend a little bit more money on your scalp and less money on your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it sounds like you don't need to spend a fortune either way. Really.
No, like you need to get a good exfoliator and you should use some sort of scalp serum to prevent, like an anti-aging serum for the scalp. That'd be a really good idea.
Yeah. Someone says, I don't want to be all conspiracy theory-ish, but I've always thought that anti-dandruff shampoos actually cause longer-term dandruff, like some sort of diabolical sales scheme. Maybe that's just my scalp having a reaction to them. Do they work, anti-dandruff shampoos?
Yeah, anti-dandruff shampoos are brilliant. But some of the big boys that you will see on supermarket shelves, there is those conspiracy theories out there that they'll get rid of it temporarily and then it'll grow back. Dandruff is chronic, so you're never going to get rid of it. Okay?
Oh, right.
So like, it's something that you have to manage. It's not something that you'll ever get rid of. So an anti-dandruff shampoo will, you know, sort out the symptoms of it, but it will never get rid of it for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Claire, thanks a million for coming into us. To remind us all, we're not in Dubai, we're in Dunboyne. That was Claire Fulham there, a trichologist and owner of Trua Trichology Clinic in Fairview in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.